What would you do if you got on an airplane, and just as you were getting settled in your seat, the captain's voice came on the intercom? Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the delay. As you can see, our cabin personnel are recounting the passengers to make sure we're not overloaded. We're being forced to use a shorter runway today, and frankly, folks, we're not sure we can get off the ground. We think we can, but we can't guarantee it. But we'll give it our best shot. What would you do? Stay on the plane and take your chances? Or would you get off and wait for a safer flight? I have a hunch that some of you would quickly make your way out of the door and into the terminal. We're not interested in maybes. We want certainties. We want some kind of a guarantee on such important issues. Now, friend, here's a guarantee about prayer. The Bible says that God will answer prayer. Are you facing a trial? Experiencing a difficult relationship? Perplexed by a decision? Ask God. There is absolutely no risk. Listen to what God Himself says in Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer you. If God had said, call to me and I might answer, and then again I might not, we'd say prayer to such a God was wasting time, and we'd be quickly looking out for another solution. But no, God promises to answer. Oh, sure, His answer may not be what we'd prefer, and there may be a delay. God's timetable is not always in line with ours. But during those times, we learn to trust God, who promises to answer prayer. We say again with David, I waited patiently on the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. In fact, did you know that one of the names of God in the Bible has to do with His hearing our prayers? Psalm 65, verse 2 says, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee will all flesh come. Friend, the very God who created you and loves you and who sustains your life desires to answer your prayers. Will you believe the promise of a loving God that He answers prayer? For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.